Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda in Buffalo. Welcome you to the show brought to you by Optimize My Life. It's the Hope Collection. Traditionally, it's been the Coach's Corner because the founder of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, he was a high school and college coach. And so we always had the Coach's Corner. So we've kind of just taken that over and just welcome everyone to a Saturday morning, kind of a wrap-up during the week, Monday through Friday. There's wonderful Hope Collection calls at noon. You can have Hope for lunch, as Ron always says. And so Monday through Friday, there's different topics. Saturday is kind of just a little half hour or so wrap-up of different events that people have done, you know, a sharing time, really. So I see that Derek's on. And is that Gary? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. Ron will be along shortly, hopefully. He had to go get his blood work done. He has a doctor's appointment Monday, and he's had, over a month to get it done. Completely forgot about it. So he's rushing this morning to get his blood work done so his doctor doesn't yell at him. You know how that goes. So I'm manning the fort here, as it were. But I just want to welcome everybody. Saturday morning is just a great time to share. And I know, Derek, you were saying that you had given a hope card to somebody, and they
called me last night with no more information. I connected them up to Bob.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know we gave out a bunch of cards. We actually went to the movies last night. We were supposed to go to a play that I've been looking forward to, and some of the cast members were sick, so it was postponed. So we ended up going to the movies last night and just met a delightful couple that actually loved to travel. And so they asked us to look into a couple different places for them, and they'll call us back on Monday. So that's really exciting. You know, it's just when you're out and about and just talking with people and just saying hi. We both loved the movie. We saw Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. And it's the sweetest. We just wanted something that you can just sit back and enjoy. It has a wonderful message of just not giving up and just having a dream and just pursuing your dream. And she's a cleaning lady from London that just decided she wanted a Christian Dior party dress. This is back set in the 50s. And the book I read years and years and years ago, and it was such a sweet story, but it was very, very powerful message. It was just so nice. So the people next to us were saying how they loved the movie, and so we just got chatting. And that's what you do, you know, just by taking the time just to chat with people, you end up making a connection. And Ron, there's Ron, and I think Bob just all came on. But, you know, it's just taking the time just to be friendly, strike up a conversation. Doesn't happen every time, but when it does, like last night, it just can be golden. So good morning, new arrivals. Is that Ron, and is that Bob Oakley?
Yeah.
Good morning, Vietnam.
How are you, Linda?
Okay. Real good.
Hey, Bob,
I'm at
John's
computer. What was that?
It's a beautiful day here in Jersey today. The sun is shining, and we had a little rain yesterday, so it got a little cooler. But we were faced with some of that heat for the last few days,
yes.
So it feels good, you know, to be a little bit cooler.
Well, you know, I haven't been out yet today. I'm sitting in an air conditioned house, so I don't really know how hot it was, and so you know, but it has just been lovely here. I mean, we complained that, you know, not we don't complain, but we're just saying, oh, it's so hot, it's 80 degrees, when other places it's 110. So
yeah, right. Well, we had it in the 90s yesterday, so it was pretty warm. But,
yeah,
well, I want everybody to think back to last March when it was 10 degrees and the wind was blowing and there was icicles in the air and snow was blowing. And then tell me how it was terrible, you know?
Yeah, well, either extreme can be uncomfortable, so... But, yeah, but welcome. Ron, were you successful in getting blood work done?
What do you think? I'm on my way home already.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
The national company called Quest that does blood work for doctors, they are the most unorganized appointment makers in the world. And I don't know how many times you go there and, oh, they can't find your prescription. So then they don't do the blood work, so now I got to go back. And, you know, it gets inconvenient. But, hey,
some countries can't get
blood work at all. So I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I still got my blood. I'm excited about this morning. I don't know who else is on the call, honey.
I'm on the call, Ron.
Eric and Gary.
Hi,
and Derek. Bob. And
hey,
you and me.
Hey,
and Gary Humphreyville.
I hear Gary.
Hey,
guys,
man.
We are exciting. We have exciting things happening. I'm going to keep repeating that when you want to talk to someone about the Hope Collection, what you can do is go to, on your phone, on your computer, thehopecollection.com, and when it opens up, you're going to be greeted by the most beautiful woman who taught, a professional news reporter, anchor desk for Fox News, ABC, NBC. And she tells the story of Hope. Her name is Lisa Burke. And I will tell you, we now have our website operational to the point that you can lead people there so they can find out and get answers. Now, shortly, we'll know exactly when the registration will work. It's not up yet, but we're so close. We're like maybe less than a week away from having people register to be New Hope members. So just bear with us. It only took us a year to get it up and running, and now we're up and running. But it was on Monday night's board meeting, I'm going to introduce Kimberly Slew, who is our new webmaster and a grant writer, and I'm going to introduce her to the board on Monday so everybody can know all about her. They'll give more input because everybody will have a chance to already look at the site. But if you haven't been there, go there and know what you got so that you talk to people. You don't have to tell the story. Let Lisa tell the story. She doesn't miss a trick. She tells it totally. And then you can say, yeah, what she said is right. And we'll get you started if you'd like to be a member and find out where you belong, where you want to work, where you want to help us. Where do you want to help other people? You know who is an absolute magnet in attracting people through the Hope Collection? And his name is Derek. Derek is the number one attractor to new people.
For an example, Ron, I gave somebody a Hope card out, and somebody called me last night. Me and Bob talked to that person, didn't we, Bob?
Yeah, for about 45 minutes last night. And, you know, it's all about what Linda said earlier about just having a conversation with people and finding out about them and focusing the conversation on them and learning what it is they're interested in and then offering to help them to accomplish whatever it is that they want to do, whether they want to make some more income, whether they want housing or whatever it is that they are interested in, education or whatever. We just try to educate them on what it is that we have that we can offer to them, and that we will coach them along the way. And it was very interesting, just a conversation we had last night with this young man, and he became very interested in what we have and what we can offer, and how it would help him in his life. So and it's just it just makes me feel good to be able to do that with people and to help them to move forward with their life and to have a better life for them and their families. So I agree with you, Ronnie, about Derek. I mean, it's every day we're talking to at least one or two people in for him, and it gives me an opportunity to use the skills that the good Lord has blessed me with to help other people, and I thank God and I thank him and I thank you guys for having this show on Saturday mornings. Normally I like to sleep in on Saturday mornings, but it's good to wake up. It's good to wake up a little earlier and get on the show. You know what I mean?
Hey Bob, I do sleep in. I'm not awake. I'm talking in my sleep. But then I'm driving the car.
Oh yeah,
that's
you're driving.
Yeah,
I just got home.
Good.
From the clinic. Hey, I did want to let everybody know we have some projects that are worth that the whole collection's working on. And if anybody ever asks you from, you talk to somebody who maybe hasn't been around for a while, you can tell them, well, they go, how's the Hope's collection doing? Well, one of our projects, we got the funding, $50 million for Hope and the Jobonomics, our sister company. We are installing broadband in Ransom, Virginia, and to the tune of $50 million. So if anybody ever asks, now, we don't hold the $50 million. Money is held in an escrow account that pays the manufacturers and installers directly. So it's not like Hope sitting on a $50 million. You're never going to do that. We are always transferring money. We are going to have to set up a separate LLC for the projects we're doing, and we're going to do that. We'll get that talked about Monday night. But the idea is this. We're not sitting on $50 million. We have authorization. We don't have to file for it. We don't have to beg somebody to approve it. That's all done. That is all complete. And we got other projects. So if you've had projects in the past, we can readdress them, and now we have access to money that we never had before. So just realize this. The Hope Collection is doing a $50 million project funded by, if you've ever heard of the Guggenheim family, they are the largest, one of the largest company foundations in the world. And they fund major nationwide projects, including the installation of broadband across the country. And we got a project done. So just want everybody to know that. So
Neat to know that there's so many things going on in the background that we don't always know about, you know, like I know of the Guggenheim Museum, you know, in New York, but just to realize that there's, and that's just one of the many foundations, and that's where the grant writing also comes into play, and also the combination with Jobonomics, because Chuck Vollmer is such, you know, well-known and world-known, if that's the right word, in the industry of fundraising and getting projects completed. So it's really neat, you know, just to be able to partner, you know, with him. The other thing too, I know Friday ran Captain Len Kane was on the call on Friday, and how his organization can reach out to other people too. And Ron, if you want to talk a little about that, that's really cool.
That's great.
I have the feeling Ron's in between the car and the house. In the car, the phone connects right to the radio. But as soon as you turn it off, it disconnects. So I have the feeling that's what's happened. So, but
you know, one of the biggest.
Bob speaking.
Well, one of the biggest obstacles for people when they're trying to implement a project that will help other people, one of the biggest obstacles is financing. And Ronnie, you have resolved that problem, and that's great.
Well,
that will
help
us all to move
case,
forward.
Robert, on this particular project, yes, we have solved it. But the thing is, in solving this project, well, it's like a snowball, and you keep rolling it, and once you get the snowball established, it turns into a big... You make a snowman out of it, a project. And right now, our project has started and is starting to roll. We have two other projects right now. Lynn and I are going down to the waterfront right now after the call. And we have one of the largest group of grain elevators in the world. In fact, the grain elevator was invented in Buffalo, New York. And there's a historical section. And there are a lot of people. And I have to tell you, before this project, I was one of those people that said, tear them down. They're ugly. They're just big towers. They look like giant batteries. Well, guess what? Think of that, folks. We can use those silos and convert them. Instead of being just ugly eyesores, we can turn them into electric energy batteries to store energy that we will produce hydraulically using the towers, and then this will create energy and we will sell it to the national grid. So we will be part of solving the problem of energy in our company, in our country, let alone company. But you're a part of that, and we'll be doing that Monday or today. When they're going there, they have river cruises. We're going to go take a ride and experience first hand, because we've never done that. So, guys, we're excited about that. I'm crawling up from my car. I'm dragging bags. I'm doing stuff by myself here trying to get in the house so I can be here to talk to you guys.
It's funny. There's always a couple second delay between when somebody speaks and somebody comes across the program, and which is with any radio show, you know, that happens. But it's funny when he's in the same house, I can hear him. Then I can hear him. So that's funny. But that's you know, just some of the projects, you know, that the Hope Collection, and also, you know, having people, you know, being able to use the website again, and it's not complete, you know, there's still more that's going to be uploaded and fixed, and you know, we some of the things that even that we transferred over may be a little out of date, so we have to take care of that. But combining, you know, the nine different websites into one, you know, has taken time. And so we just have to, it's not a completed project. It's a work in progress. But at least we have to start. So go ahead, Ron.
I want to let everybody know, just in the honor of Joel, I have not taken off the tribute. It's actually what's on there on the video after Lisa speaks, and you get to hear the song Because of You, which is under construction renewal too. Then Linda and Linda, the famous Smart Zapper girls, and by the way, they still are Smart Zappers. We have we're in the process of re-emphasizing how to be a smart shopper and using the systems. We still have the Amway Corporation. We also have Service 365. Not only can you get a smart shopper, that's travel, but they also have 4,000 stores that you can get paid to shop at. So they will be talking about that in the future, showing and teaching smart shopping. That has not. We haven't lost that. And then Joel comes on, and the first portion is him doing a kind of walk around Lake Yale, which we're no longer associated with, but it was a great resort that we had an office at for 2 years. That's no longer. That's the part we got to edit. And then it goes, Joel sits down and talks about how the Hope Collection got affiliated with the Pentagon through the white papers and the Sea of Goodwill from the Pentagon. And he goes through that, and he talks about the Hope Card. And it's Joel talking to you. So we still have, our friends still talking to us, guys. And if you ever someone says, well, who founded it? You could still introduce him to Joel. You could say he has since gone on to be with the Lord, but he's with us in spirit, and he's still helping us. So that part of the quote, the videos that's that after Lisa, it's still there, guys. We are going to adjust that. And so, and then there's the mayor of Buffalo, New York, comes on and encourages people to become involved in the African-American Veterans Monument, which is still being done. That program next year is going to be a big celebration. We're working on that. That's still going on. So there's lots and lots there. And I would just encourage everybody to take advantage. By the way, if anybody has an idea, they look at the site and they would like to add an idea, or they think something should not be on there, we can change it. Write me. Put it in a text message. Write me, email me, Gmail, whatever. Send me messages, because we have control to make changes. We never had that in the last year. We were unable to change anything. And now with Kimberly, we can change things. So what the work she's done so far, if we had to go to the market, go online, find a webmaster, for what she has done in the Ann account to do the changes they made so far would have cost $10,000. And she's doing it for free.
That's wonderful.
We're so grateful. So I guess that's all the messages that I have for today, guys.
Well, just going back to what we originally were saying about just being friendly, just reaching out, just get conversations with people. Have your Hope cards handy. Have, any other business card that you have handy so that you can have that connection, make that connection with somebody. As soon as Ron got our card out, Mr. Williams was right there with his card. So, and sometimes somebody might not have a business card. Just say, hey, where can I reach you? How can I get back in touch with you? Give me your email or your phone, whichever is easiest. And so that way, and then make sure you then call them back.
What? 30 minutes.
What? What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. So that's one thing I want to leave us with this morning is just, as you're out and about, even at a movie theater, just, you know, strike up a conversation with somebody, and you just never know where it's going to go. So at that, I wish you all a wonderful summer Saturday. Enjoy the day. Don't get too overheated. And we'll talk to you. Then remember, Monday through Friday, there's Hope for Lunch from noon to 1. So I wish
one
you
of the
all
things
a good day.
I was just I just signed in to, a while ago into the Hope Collection, and
yes.
We got the beautiful picture of the lady on the front with the video, and it looks so professional the way you guys are having it set up, and I was just going through some of the links, and there's one in there about the upcoming broadcasts, and it shows day by day what episodes are coming up, you know, and it's very, very helpful for us to show those kinds of things to people, so that way we don't have to be there every minute to lead them through every step along the way.
Exactly.
And that's very, very, and it helps us to increase our productivity, and it helps them to learn faster and to increase their productivity also. So it's, I appreciate what you guys are doing so much. And thank you.
Robert?
Yep.
The gal's name is Lisa Burke. Lisa. You can introduce people and go see Lisa. That's who you send them to. Go to the Hope Collection and meet Lisa.
Yeah.
And see, you personalize it when you do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Lisa,
yeah.
When you sign into it, Lisa just sitting there waiting to for you to hear what she has to say. You know?
Yeah, it really is cute how that comes up. But yeah, you're right. You know, adding the information on the weekday calls, it just really gives people more understanding right then that hey, there's something more than just a website. There's actual calls, there's actual input every week. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's and so that's something that we've added new, which is super. So well, everyone have a wonderful week. A wonderful day. Get out and enjoy the sunshine. So
and you too, you guys, and you have a safe travels wherever you're going.
Thanks.
And God bless you all.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead.
Derek, give me a call.
Okay.